On this week's Pop Buzz podcast, I will be taking you through all the fallout from Justin Timberlake's big Super Bowl performance. Katie will be guiding us through this Camila Cabello movie role rumor. And Woody will be going through all the details on the Kylie Jenner baby name. Plus, our special guest is G-Eazy, talking new music, touring, and working with Halsey. But first of all the big stories in WTF News.
What the f*** is happening in the news?
Welcome back, lads. This is nice, isn't it?
Hello.
Nice to be back.
All right.
Feels weird to say Happy New Year, but I guess, you know, when in Rome, it's our first one back 2018.
The new year starts in February.
That's what they're saying, I believe. January, a permanent write-off from now on. Let's get to the biggest music story of the week. You know what it's going to be, obviously. Super Bowl was at the weekend. Were you watching? Were you up late watching?
I was, and then I wasn't.
What does that mean?
I collapsed. Fell asleep.
Fair enough. Time difference over here is something of a bitch on that one.
I also just couldn't be bothered.
Fair enough, too. Fair enough, too. Woody, did you watch?
Obviously, I didn't watch the game.
Right.
And I watched the halftime show about 10 minutes ago.
Okay. So we should go through this. It's Timberlake, obviously. As you all well know, I'm sure, the annual Super Bowl halftime show. Big event, about 15 minutes to run through the hits. Gaga smashed it last year, didn't she? I mean, let's be honest, jumping off the roof of the stadium, doing all manner of hits.
Iconic.
Big dancers. It was a big, big show. Timberlake, bit of a muted response this time. Discuss. Let's go with initial opinions from watching it for the first time. Katie, what did you think when you watched it initially? Were you impressed by any of it?
No.
Okay.
Not a single thing.
Strong entrance. Okay. Why? Elaborate.
Well, you know, I know it's for the audience at home. I mean, that's what we're here for, isn't it? We only watch the halftime show, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you're going to do the halftime, what is it? Super Bowl halftime show.
The Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show, if we're going to be very exact.
If you're going to do that, you've got to put on a show for the people in the crowd,
indeed,
right? In the stadium. And he started inside.
Yes, he did.
Came down some stairs and
club, effectively, like beneath the stadium, wasn't it? Like lots of screaming fans, in inverted commas, like doing a bit filthy than usual.
Like you look at the past ones, Madonna's come in on a throne, Katy Perry had that lion tiger thing, Gaga flew in.
Beyonce popped out the floor. Yeah, there's loads.
Justin Timberlake just walked down some stairs.
Not the best entrance, not the strongest entrance, Woody.
I have to disagree.
Okay!
Girl!
Here we go. Fiery debate podcasts are made of.
There is something that comes before that, which was genuinely bad, which was it's Jimmy Fallon.
This
is the Pepsi halftime Super Bowl Pepsi performance. Pepsi challenge performance. Yeah. Pepsi. It was like,
and then
Jesus.
He went, go get him, Justin.
And then the first thing you see is a door with Pepsi on it, and everyone's holding Pepsi. He's like, I get the message.
By the way, I should just interrupt. This week's edition of the Pop Buzz podcast is brought to you by Pepsi. So just enjoy the refreshment your Super Bowl.
I'm not like keen on the heavy branding.
But that's the event though, isn't it?
That's the Super Bowl.
I'm just looking at the set list now. Filthy, great song. Probably the only good song on that album. But still, great song. Into Rock Your Body, Senorita, Sexy Back, My Love, Cry Me a River, Suit and Tie, Till the End of Time, Prince, I Would Die for You, Into Mirrors. Like, that is a set list. That is banger after banger after banger after Pepsi after banger Pepsi.
We should note, though, you've missed Can't Stop the Feeling off that list, and I know you hate that song,
I don't
you?
I don't think I got to that part.
Yeah, funny that. Cut that one off a little bit at the end.
I hate that song. But I feel like the songs with Justin speak for themselves. Maybe they do, though. I think he's got so many iconic pop hits, which are a bit undervalued. I'm like here for it. I think there's other stuff going on which people aren't happy with him about.
We'll come to the other stuff. Initial thoughts on the actual music performance there. I'm a fan. I've seen the man live a couple of times. I think he's a great live performer, a great live act. I think he's got some absolute hits to carry that thing forward. Two observations. One, I agree with you, Katie. I think it was a boring start. And I think in terms of the actual stagecraft, yes, he's a great dancer. We know that already. Yes, he's a great singer. We know that already. Super Bowl is about spectacle. Like you said, Katy Perry came in on a lion, for God's sake. Mm-hmm. Lady Gaga parasailing into the same. I wanted a stunt. I wanted some kind of big, big, ridiculous spectacle. I don't think he used that in quite the right way.
But that's not him, though.
But it's the Super Bowl.
It is him. It's the Super Bowl. Janet Jackson.
All right. Okay. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that.
But, like, okay, one of my favourite Justin performances is that when he won the Vanguard Award at the MTV Awards a couple of years ago.
Right. Yes.
That wasn't, like, crazy, crazy staging or whatever. That was just him, some great songs and some great dancing.
Well, here's my main point.
And NSYNC, right?
And NSYNC. I think that MTV performance was the Super Bowl performance that never was for him. Because that was, it did have set pieces. He was moving all over the shop. And it had NSYNC, and it had more songs, actually. I felt like, because he did loads of quick transitions. He got through a lot of hits in the time, I'll give him that. But he got through way more in the same amount of time when it was the MTV Award. And I think you can watch that back on YouTube somewhere. Because it was just mixed together better, and it was just like constantly flowing and like mashups on point. I was, I kind of thought that topped it, which is a shame. Yeah. That was a few years back. Like, he's already kind of done that big performance. But let's get to the problematic issues, shall we? All right. Kate, I know you're chomping at the bit to talk about Janet Jackson, so let's get straight to that. Do you think it was resolved in the weeks before or not, the situation?
No, of course it wasn't.
Okay.
I think if he's going to have a second chance, so should she.
Right, fair.
She was right to say that she's not going to go and perform with him. I don't know if she was invited.
Was it the idea that she was going to come back and be, and there was going to be some sort of redemption?
Yeah,
well, that's the
like
thing. No one really knows.
For those that can't remember, the old nipple reveal.
Indeed.
There was that, and a lot of people were pointing out it was, I think it was like a natural point of song transition in the set list, but he stopped singing Rock Your Body, which was the song in which he revealed the nipple. He stopped at the same point where he exposed her.
Which
in that
I
show.
Think was a reach, people were saying online. But I take your point, but I think it was a bit of a reach.
So there was that.
Yeah.
What else?
Well,
let's get
on to the Prince of it all. Now, you know I have strong opinions on all things Prince related. Now, this in particular. The rumor was beforehand there was going to be a hologram, right?
Yeah.
Now, what we don't know is whether or not it came from TMZ, right? TMZ had someone watching the rehearsal and they said they saw Prince hologram. Twitter went nuts for a variety of reasons. The main one being Prince had always said, don't you dare ever put a hologram of me up somewhere after I'm gone, which is about as clear as you can make it on this particular issue. Now, here's the debate. There was no hologram in the show, as we know. He did this tribute where it was projections of him performing and stuff and bits from Purple Rain and things on a big sheet, right? Was there a hologram that got scrapped? Or was there never a hologram in the first place? TMZ have kind of rolled it back and said, oh, we might have got it wrong. But there's also rumours that actually they heard the feedback on social media and went, oh, quick, let's put a sheet up.
Well, I read that Justin worked with Prince's family on that section of the performance. So I would imagine if they were involved, the hologram probably never existed.
Again, I heard that like the family he spoke to the family like the night before after all the hologram panic. But obviously, the estate, because Prince's estate is a mess. There's loads of backstory we could go into here. The short version is Prince's estate is a bit of a mess, and it's currently looked after by, I think, a banking company. So he had to largely go through them to get the vocal parts and all that kind of footage of Prince that he wanted to use. But I guess I understand the impulse. You're in Minneapolis. This is his hometown. You want to pay tribute to Prince. I get that. I don't really object to that. But some people still do. They're like, don't touch Prince. I don't know. What's your opinion on that?
You know what? I think commemorating great artists in their home cities in, you know, not, I think it's less than a year since he's died. I thought it was a nice tribute, a nice thing to do.
Yeah, it's about 2 years now. Yeah.
Also, like, if there was a, I really doubt there was a hologram, because for them to get that projection, rather, onto that massive thing, like, they wouldn't have been able to do that.
It didn't seem like a last-minute job,
I think people just want to hate on Justin.
I know. But, Katie, again, we got to talk about this, though, because the other argument is that Prince and Justin allegedly had a little bit of a beef back in the day.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, it was about Sexy Back, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, did it go further back than that? Or
That's what I first heard about. Like, he said, Prince made... Oh, mate,
this is deep.
This is like, I want to do a Prince-related podcast just on this. I swear to God, I'd love to do it. No, but he like, what happened was, Prince made a joke at a press conference after Sexy Back had come out, and the gag was something to the effect of, people keep saying, Sexy's back, Sexy never left, which is not a bad gag from Prince. But then the classic Timbaland banger, Give It To Me, is that what it's called?
Yes.
With Nelly Furtado?
Yep.
Yeah, he's rinsing Prince and saying, you say Sexy never left, etc. So yeah, there's allegedly beef there. But then at the same time, I don't know, Justin's been saying like they hung out and listened to each other's music. Basically, I don't know what to think anymore, people. I don't know what to think.
I think it's this. I think Justin's released not basically an album which isn't very good, and people are picking up on any other excuse to rip him for it. I think the halftime performance was actually quite good, but people are too busy focusing on other stuff. And that's the last I want to hear about it.
Well, tell you what. Do you know what? I think he got a bit of a short straw because of all that controversy with the NFL as well.
Yeah, that's true.
The ratings were way down.
Yeah.
That halftime show was like 9% down.
You can't blame him for that. Yeah.
And as you open with, following Gaga, no easy task.
To pick like a white guy to do the halftime show when all this is going on as well.
Yeah.
Some people might not have sat well with some people.
Well, keep an eye out for next year. Bruno Mars is already saying, because it's in Atlanta, we should do a big hip-hop show, and I'm all in favour of that. Get Outkast down there. Atlanta natives, I'd absolutely love it. Right, moving on before we get down another Prince hole in this debate. Katie, what have you spotted this week? What's going on?
I'm still on Justin Timberlake. Well, in case you haven't heard, there is going to be a new remake, no one asked for it, of West Side Story.
Okay.
The wonderful musical. A casting poster circulated on Twitter a few weeks ago. This is being made by Steven Spielberg, by the way.
Oh, it's big
guns. Didn't mention that.
Big guns. All right.
So they are casting the roles of Tony, Maria, Anita, Bernardo, the rest of the Jets and the Sharks. And they're going to be very, very specific on sort of race. The Jets are Caucasians. The Sharks are from Puerto Rico, but I think they're sort of expanding it to like Latinx casting and everything. And a few rumors started flying around over who could play the role of Maria.
Okay.
And it started with, you know, Joseph Kahn, Taylor Swift's old video director friend.
Oh, indeed. Yes.
He loves a good
big
Twitter
video director.
Oh, really?
He's done all her videos already.
Mate, he's done some crackers. We'll have a watch in sesh after this.
I was
this,
too
trust
busy
me.
Watching Justin's.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not go back.
So, When this sort of happened, he tweeted, you can just bet on this, Camila Cabello is going to play Maria. And it went crazy. Everyone was like, oh my God, that's genius. Who else could play Maria? But what do you think? Does Camila have the chops, friend of the show?
Friend of the show,
Camila,
very good friend of the show.
Does she have the chops?
Does she have the range? Is that what we're asking? Does she have the range?
This was the debate we were having.
Well, verdict,
we did.
This is the problem, right? She's got screen presence. We all know she can sing.
Yes.
She's a great live performer. We've seen her pop up at gigs around town. Like, she is a good live performer. We've never seen... It's the problem with any of these. We've never seen her do any material like this. I will not know until I've seen it. Before Les Mis came out, Russell Crowe may have been the greatest Chevere known to man. Now we know different. But we didn't know going in.
Yeah. I won't say anything about Pierce Brosnan in Mamma Mia.
What, that legendary performance? Yes, Pierce. But no, I need to know what's going to happen.
I mean, I think Camila probably does have the range, certainly vocally.
Yeah.
I don't know about her acting. I know she's quite keen on acting in her videos.
Yeah,
isn't
the Havana
she?
Video was great.
Yeah, that's true.
Really good characterization in there. I guess, is it a bit early in her career to have an Evita moment? You know, it seems like she's only just established herself as a force to be reckoned with as a solo artist. Mm. I don't know if leading a Steven Spielberg movie is quite right for her
maybe.
But imagine if she did and she proved everyone wrong. I mean, that would be a power move. I would be here for that.
What are the other options? Because obviously she's around the right age range,
yes.
Roughly. Like, are there other rumors? Are there any other options?
Stan Twitter is crazy about Selena Gomez.
Okay.
I won't pass comment on that.
I mean, look, I love fetish. I love all the new bops, but Selena has definitely not got the range.
Indeed.
No, she doesn't.
She has not got the range.
Not for, like, West Side Story, which is
say it
nuts.
Soft, and it's almost like praying.
Yeah.
She will say it very softly.
They don't need those whisper vocals.
Indeed.
In West Side Story.
Whispery Sondheim.
Who else?
The Bernstein,
like,
even.
I don't even know. I think Becky G. Do you know Becky G? You guys probably don't know Becky G.
No, I know Becky G.
Yeah.
We're mates. We go back.
You had a flat share together in Brighton, didn't you?
Yeah.
You and Becky
Back
G.
Back in the day.
You're going around Becky and Watt's place. Yeah, later on.
Love it.
Who is that?
I don't know. Maybe they'll just do an unknown.
Yeah, because they've put out a massive casting
call. Yeah, it's like open
casting. Anyone can apply. Mm. I've already sent in my audition tape.
What did you sing?
Maria.
Wow.
Great.
Wow. Did not think we were going to get a rendition.
We have our Tony, everyone.
Yeah, I'm going for Tony. But no, I think they'll go for an unknown. I think it's like a prime opportunity because it's such a big thing. They can save money on the casting. Get
it's
someone
true.
To do it for like 50K. Done.
I'm hoping for some of Broadway's finest. They may not be household names, but they will be after this, I'm sure. Right, Woody, other big, oh God, massive story this one, yeah. Isn't it? The, one of the biggest of the week, arguably. Let's go for
so,
it.
So, turns out Kylie Jenner was actually pregnant.
I knew it!
I definitely did not think she was pregnant. I thought it was a decoy pregnancy to keep all the limelight off Kim and Khloe. But yeah, she's had a baby, and it's got a name.
As babies tend to do, yes.
Stormy.
Okay.
Stormy is the name.
Okay.
Stormy Webster.
Now, what are our initial feelings on the name? Because obviously Kardashian baby names is quite a big thing because they have a certain taste.
If you say so, I'm sure. this is the struggle. We've reached my area of pop culture, finally, after 50-something episodes where I have little to no opinion,
well, no,
I'm
all
afraid.
All you need to give me is just your... And when you heard Stormy, what did you think?
God.
What was going through your mind, James?
I mean, it's not the worst celebrity baby name I've ever heard. Oh, Apple, no. Apple Martin, I mean, come on.
What did you think,
I'll
Katie?
Right, I'll set the scene. I was out to dinner last night and Emily, our dear social media editor, sent me the Instagram post. And underneath she wrote Stormy with a skull face emoji. And the first thing I thought of was Stormy Daniels, the porn star who allegedly had an affair with Donald Trump.
Yeah, there's
and
a
that
timing.
Was the first thing I thought of, and I was like, oh no, Kylie, what have you done?
Oh, man. See, I didn't even think about that. I'm thinking about Storm from X-Men.
See, that's great.
See, Storm has always been one of my favourite characters.
Yeah, that's a great role model.
So I was kind of like, why didn't they just stick to Storm? But anyway...
Storm is cute.
Yeah, Storm's cute. But the reason I've gathered you here today, guys, is that I thought we should rank the Kardashian baby name. So I'll just give you a refresher. There's
please do.
One, two, three, I think there's eight, nine. Okay, we got Kim's got Saint Chicago and North. We've got Mason Dash, Penelope Scotland, and Rain Ashton from Courtney's.
Aston,
thank there you very we much. We've got Rob, who's got Dream, and Stormy. So what I've put it in an order.
Oh, okay.
Shall we go from top to bottom or bottom to top?
Let's go bottom to top always. Okay. Let's do it.
I'm putting Dream at the bottom.
Aww.
Oh, bless this poor child.
No, I don't want to rate their names because I love them all. They're all so cute.
Too late, it's already happening. Next up, North.
Okay. No. Okay. That's genius. Come
North,
on.
Northwest
is
come on,
genius.
Mate. Come on.
Because that's an ugly name.
No, it's
how
not.
Dare
that
you?
Is a really ugly...
That's great.
North. My name's not... No.
Well, it's when you say it like that, yeah.
Okay, Mason... Then Chicago, then...
Whoa, Chicago's a cracker. I'm in favour of Chicago. I don't know why, but I like it a lot.
Well, I mean, what
her
does that
shy.
What does that say about the child, that she's windy, that she's that she's particularly cold? Like, what is
she's
that?
Fair cool. Play. Like, shy city.
I'm all sorry. Right. Stormy next. And then top three.
Here we go.
Penelope.
Okay.
Because...
Arguably the most boring one. I love Penelope.
I love Penelope. And then Rain. I love Rain, but it is spelled R-E-I-G-N.
Yes.
But I'll take it.
Okay.
Rain. And then I'm going to go with Saint as the best one.
Saint the best one?
Yeah.
Why? Justify it.
I just think that's a really nice... Like, hello, I'm Saint.
Saint yeah. What?
That's a good Saint a reason
West.
As any.
Saint.
I just think that's a really powerful, like, yes,
certainly
I am
exudes power. So, say that.
But I would love to know what other people think.
Well, get in touch, kids. Get in touch.
Send us your ranking.
Let us know. We want top three
and I'll fight ya.
Kardashian baby names. Vote Chicago now. We are back on Pop Buzz, guys. Our guest today, very, very talented man. You know the album's out now, and you know the single Him and I, which you can hear right now on Pop Buzz Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeezy's in the building. Here we are. How are you, man? How are you?
Incredible, man.
Good stuff.
I feel amazing.
Good stuff. Welcome back to London. I know it's nice and early, but I'm glad we've got you in here. This is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Let's dive right in with the single, man, because we really do love it. We're playing it a lot on the site right now. Bonnie and Clyde theme. That's the thing you guys have been saying
a
lot.
That's it. Yeah.
Nice.
Crazy in love, like a crazy, like. Wild, like,
you
know what I mean?
Yeah, no, where did that come from then? Like, those particular characters,
we're insane.
You're identifying with them in particular, Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah,
that's a nice one, man. Nice. And how did that play? Did you like come up with that when you were in the studio? Were you guys talking about that, or was it just like afterwards you've been like, you know what, this is a cool theme we should run with?
Yeah, that song is pretty much just us.
Nice.
Yeah, so I don't know. I feel like when a song is. a peek into somebody's life, like a real portrait of like what that is, that's when it feels like the most real and people connect with it. Mm-hmm. And that's that song. We're both insane. We're out of our minds. So.
But we love it, man. We love it. And we were looking at the video as well.
Yeah,
right?
Like,
yeah, interesting stuff.
Gerald and Ashley's weekend in New York.
It was pretty much that.
Crazy.
There was no plan. There was no like, no shot schedule, nothing. Like we just like, we had our best friends just like have cameras around us and just like follow us and just, nice. That was our life, yeah.
That's nice. Like, was there any bits that were like, we got any deleted scenes from the video? Are we ever going to get a sequel?
Too hot for TV? What's going on?
4 minutes.
I mean, yeah, we cut out the sex
Netflix.
Scenes. Like.
Fair enough. Wise.
That's not for YouTube. That's
yeah. Yeah, that's going to get deleted off Vivo, I'm sure. Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah.
Has your relationship with Halsey inspired any more tracks on the album? Is that kind of one of the major themes for the record?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like love is a theme on the album. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
Are you going to be doing any more collabs together?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome.
Why not?
Have you written some already?
We haven't yet, but I feel like we definitely will. I mean, it's easy. Like, we could instantly make, like, 10 songs together, just, like, right on the spot. Like, the way she works, the way I work, like, she's so talented. Mm-hmm. So talented. Like, just, like, goes... Like, we both, like, when we hear music, like, go into a trance in the studio and just, like, write. Like, when we get an idea, it's, like, you can't, I don't know, like, we just go until it's done and that's it.
Well, the single's been so successful as well. I think you could probably do a collab album. I think, like, there's enough demand for it.
People would buy, people would listen, man. Live shows as well. That's what we're really wanting to. Well, we know we've not got much time with you, man, but we do want to play a little bit of game. We play games with everybody here. All right, so this is a game we call The Confession Booth. You're going to love this one, man. Right, okay, so this is slightly probing questions. I promise you they're fine. That face. He's kissing his teeth already. He knows this is going to go well.
Where's this going?
These are slightly probing questions. I promise you they're all very, very nice, though. All right, so just see what you think. Answer as honestly as you can for us, man, all right? That's all we're asking for, a little bit of honesty. It's going to be beautiful. All right, take it away, guys. Let's have the first
one. Okay, first question. What's an outfit that you wore that you regret so much?
That I regret? My prom outfit when I was 16. It was a huge, huge suit. It was, like, baggy as shit. And it, like, matched, like, the color, like, matched to, like, my date. And it was gross. And it was from Men's Warehouse, and
it was
just bad. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not that good. What color?
Yeah,
what color were we talking?
I think it was like blue or something. I don't know. It was terrible.
A light blue.
Awful.
Nice.
Yeah, powder blue.
Mine was hideous too, to be fair.
Hideous.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Last time you felt jealous?
Jealous. Ooh. Probably all the time. I'm hella jealous. I'm crazy.
Fair enough. There you go.
What is the last picture in your camera roll?
Oh, yeah.
What I saved or what I took? What got sent to me and saved? I don't know. What I took? The Eiffel Tower.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one.
When I was in Paris. Yeah,
that's a good one.
What's the trashiest TV show you watch?
I don't really watch TV.
Oh. That's
not at all? Not at all? No Netflix faves?
Nah.
Man.
I love movies. That's what I watch.
Oh, so. I was going to say. Okay, fair enough then. What you seen recently? Anything of note you want to recommend?
Of note, Shape of Water, that was fire.
Oh, cool. Mm.
That was incredible.
It's going to do well at the Oscars. It really, really is that one. All right, what else?
What was the last thing you retweeted to make yourself look good?
To make myself look good.
We've all done it.
I got. Any compliment. Oh my God, I love his music so much. Retweet.
There you go, fans. That's how you get on his level, right there. Okay, what else we got?
When was the last time you deliberately didn't answer your phone to someone?
The last time somebody hit me. I'm
not
really good
at,
I have two phones. I don't answer either one. I don't know why I have two. I just want to live without phones. Yeah.
Fair enough.
What's your favorite swear word?
Fair play. A solid mix. A solid mix.
Last time you were drunk in public?
Last night.
Last night. All right, we'll go with last night. Last one. What we got?
What is your favorite Halsey song?
My favorite Halsey song, Walls Could Talk. Yeah.
Nice. That is a good one.
That is a good
tune. I love that one off the album.
Yeah. It's a good tune. Least favorite
Halsey
song?
She doesn't miss. She's incredible. Like, and she works so fast. Yeah. Like, she just goes in and does it. Like, and her voice is incredible. I'm really just, like, a super fan. I think bless she's
you.
Like,
have you heard? Have you heard any new stuff? Because presumably she's working on some new stuff as well. Yeah. Have you heard any of this?
Ooh. Yeah, of
oh, give me a hint, man. Yeah, give me a hint. What's
it's
it sounding
about me.
Like?
Nah, but for real, like, she's working on some stuff and it's incredible, like, amazing.
Awesome.
Like, she doesn't miss. I swear, like, everything is incredible. If she writes it, it matters. That's how she works. Like, if it doesn't, she just, like, moves on, so.
Good stuff, man. Well, speaking of not missing, I mean, that single you guys have done together is fantastic. We're playing on Popo's Radio all the time. So good to see you, man. We hope we see you again in the UK soon sometime, all right? Geezy, everybody. Woo! There it is. Yeah. G-Eazy, ladies and gentlemen. There we are. Now.
Someone get that guy some painkillers and...
a large, large coffee.
Yeah.
Don't know how much you could tell through the earphones, ladies and gentlemen. You'll definitely be able to tell if you watch the video clips on YouTube, but somebody had a few too many beverages the night before, dear. By his own admission. so, yeah, that was an interesting one. To be fair, he was... more active than I expected him to be, given how brutally hungover he clearly was, bless him. And we've all been there.
Okay, so often when we interview people and we want to talk about their partners, we're a bit apprehensive because, rightfully, some artists might not want to do that.
Yeah,
they want to talk about their own music, whatever. Now, how much do you think it helped us talking about Halsey,
that
him being drunk?
But, do you know what?
I feel that was natural. I feel like he was so hyped.
Do you think he would have done that if he was sober?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, how many times have you seen someone really come alive in this studio when you... like, we literally just mentioned Halsey and he was like, yes, I love her! She's amazing!
It was adorable.
The boy's got it bad. Yeah. The boy has got it bad, man. Like, it was, yeah, they are very, very deep in the little love bubble right now.
I guess John Cena was similar when we...
Yes, when he was talking about Nikki.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, it was a cute moment. I just wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, well, because he was hungover to hell, exactly, yeah. No, it was a nice, cute moment, that. Like, he gave us some cracking answers. All that stuff about Halsey's new music and everything, that's awesome to hear. I love all of that, but my word, bless him. Give him a coffee, for God's
He's
sake.
He's great.
He was fun, though.
He can come back anytime.
Yeah. Well, we need to go out on the lash with him next time. This is it. We need to do the interview the night before. Come on now. I'm deadly serious about this. Cracking open a couple of cold ones with G-Eazy, I think, is the title of the next time he's in the UK, the Pop Buzz podcast episode. I'd be well up for it.
Yeah.
Let's have it.
I'm down.
If Halsey's in the country, the more the merrier. Let's do the rating. Come on, we're ranking them all out of five, these guests. Come on, Woody, coming to you first. What are you going with?
It's got to be a solid five for me.
What? Just ridiculous.
You can't do this.
Five every week. If we had a leaderboard, it would be so crowded at the top. What is wrong with you?
All right. I'll...
stake a claim, for God's sake.
4.9.
Oh, for God's sake. Katie, where are you ranking him?
He was the first guest of this new year, so I'm gonna keep it low. I'm just going to do like a 3.75.
Very good. I respect that. I respect that a lot more. Give him an even, because I'm giving him a 3. He was a very good guest, but he was hungover to hell. If he'd been sober as a fox, is that a phrase? Why not? Then he may have edged up towards a 5.
That's why I like him.
We'll find out next time. Well, there you go. There you go. Lovely man, though. Lovely man. He's very, very welcome. That's about it for this week, guys. Please do go and subscribe over on iTunes and all those other lovely places where you listen to your podcast. We'll be back next week with another guest. Shall we give a clue as to the guest for next week? Hot damn. Woody, you were very excited about this one. you've been banging on about meeting this person for a long time. You had a lovely, lovely conversation.
Yes.
So give me a hint.
I think the best clue, I'm going to have to go off mic.
I love that you went off mic and that was still unbelievably loud in my recording thing.
Wait, why is that a clue? Oh, yes.
Yeah? Got a clue?
Roses.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Oh, yes, that is a good clue.
Little scream and some roses. There you go. That's your hints. See if you can figure it out. Give us a tweet if you know who it is. I'm pretty sure you probably heard Woody whisper it, but still, give us a little clue. We'll see what happens. We'll be back next week. Until then, it's goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Ciao.
It's bye from me. We'll see you next week.